Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy holidays, my friends. It's great to be with you. And you know, by now, though, it's Merry Christmas, isn't it? Yeah, because Hanukkah's over, and of course, I guess we do have the New Year's coming up. That's a holiday, too, isn't it? But I'm going to say Merry Christmas, and I know my good friend Beverly Williams will give me one right back because that's the holiday she celebrates. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a national award, ladies and gentlemen, that the SBA bestowed upon her about 10 years later than it probably should have. And then her book is called The 32nd Commute, which she co-authored with our good friend Don Cooper. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. You know, I'm kind of torn with this holiday greeting thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of torn. As a Christian, you know, obviously Merry Christmas is my greeting, my preferred greeting, but I don't want to be insensitive to other people.
Right.
And so I don't feel that I'm denying my faith by saying happy holidays.
No.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with people in store saying happy holidays. I mean, there are a lot of holidays going on right now. We already had Hanukkah, which my Jewish friends always remind me it's a minor holiday. It's not anywhere close on their Richter scale of holidays. It's not even close to their big holiday like Christmas is for Christians. We got the New Year and everything, you know, and so I don't have a problem with either one myself. And I ask my Jewish friends, I say, let me ask you a question. If I say Merry Christmas to you, does that bother you? And they always say no, because they know the spirit of what I'm trying to accomplish.
I think that's the whole key, Jim, is the spirit of how it's meant. And I have to admit that I don't have any problem with other people celebrating different holidays than I do. What I do have a problem with is people being offended when I say Merry Christmas, because the spirit is what I'm conveying. This is my particular holiday because I am a Christian, and it is so special to me that I want you to share in the same kind of joy, even if you don't share it for the same reason. The spirit is there. It's a renewal, and it's a wonderful time of sharing and being with family and understanding the gifts, not the physical gifts, but the gifts of friendship and love and family and so forth. And those are things that are all important to all of us, regardless of which holiday we celebrate. So I ask people not to be offended. I do not mean to offend if I say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. And I would be happy to wish you whatever holiday you are celebrating if I knew what it was at that time, and I try to be aware of that. So let's all share all of it. It's all about loving anyway.
The great time of this season, the great time of this time of year, it's the attitude, it's the season, it's the spirit of everything.
Right.
And so anyway, as we approach the big day for the season, especially for Christians, Christmas, and of course, as we know, regardless of where you come down on all this, our country kind of comes to a halt for a couple of days, doesn't it?
I mean, yes,
of course,
it does.
The marketplace, to a large degree, kind of comes to a halt, regardless, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm finding I spent most of yesterday with clients who said, okay, I've got to get this done. All right, what is your deadline? Well, last week, of course. And what I have had to say.
And they weren't talking about shopping either, were they?
No, they weren't. They were talking about either starting a business or looking at different ways of managing their business.
Making the next sale or something?
Yes. It just, some of them have cash flow situations. Some of them, I have one gentleman who wants to buy out his partner after a 7-year period.
Beverly, let me make one little slight edit to what you just said.
Okay.
All small business owners have cash flow issues.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes, this one has big time issues. And that's probably a subject for another time, just talking about the whole cash flow and how to keep track of that. And I know we've talked about it before, and I know you have lots of other people who are more expert than I am at that issue, talking about it all the time. I'm sure it's lots of big topics in your archives on that one.
Yeah. What are they trying to accomplish here at year end? I mean, were they frantic because they needed to make something happen? Were they trying to make something happen and people weren't responding because it was year end? What was the problem?
Well, they were calling me because they had some time, because it is slow for them right now with the holiday season.
Right.
A lot of people not doing things because it's the end of the year. And so they feel they have time to refocus themselves on that because they're not out there doing their business.
This is kind of a good thing. They're actually making plans for 08.
Well, yeah, except it's a little late. Waiting until the month before, the few weeks before, is not the time to put your new plan into place.
But, Beverly, this is better. I mean, you know, this isn't as bad as it gets. As bad as it gets is when they call you in March and say, hey, I need to get my 08 planning going.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Or they never call and say, I'm going to do
right.
that. No, right. I agree with you, except that I have made it my policy for a long, long time to focus on family as much as possible at this time of year. We have a fairly large family, and either they come to us or we're going to them, and this year they're coming to us. So it adds to the amount of things, the stress, the physical stress as well as the emotional stress of getting ready for all that.
Right.
And I don't want to forget the reason for the season. So when somebody calls and says, I have an urgent problem right now, my normal way of handling it all these years would have been to say, okay, let's see what we can do. And now I am saying, here's what you can be doing between now and the end of the year.
Right.
And I'll get back to you after the first of the year.
Start working on that, and we'll talk after the first year. Yeah, you just can't wait so late. Hold on to that thought, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No, child. See the dog and butterfly. The faster we run, the further away the dreams and bridges become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Lots of good stuff at both places. Two different sites completely. Two different things to do there. And one is where you can go to get a lot of information, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of different ways, multimedia. And then the other one, AskJim.biz, is where you can go to get answers right now. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's all over both of our websites. She's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, she's in her 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And Beverly, as you know, we really appreciate you very much. You know what your by the way, give us your website, too, before we go further.
Well, it's www.beverlywilliams.com. And I just want to say something about the AskJim.biz website. As you know, do a lot of business counseling, and I send people there all the time. You know, if you can't get a hold of me and you want an answer, even if you can get a hold of me, you can go quicker probably to this site and get the answer. I've had people call me back and say, wow, that's really neat. That they found the information specifically that they were looking for at that site. So, good for you.
Good. Well, I appreciate that. I'm so glad to hear that. Beverly, the thing that your clients who called you at the last minute experience, they experience from their advisor something that if your advisor says, look, I'm winding down for the end of the year, what do you think your customers are going to say to you? You know, and that's the, do you think the people that you're talking to, it's just, it just so happens that they're at this stage in December, or is it because they really did wait till the last minute?
I think it's a combination. For some people, it's a little bit of both. For other people, it's one or the other. We all are different in how we handle things and how we deal with things. Some people are long-range planners, and they're working constantly on their marketing plan and working on what they need to do, regardless of whether it's the beginning of the year, the end of the year, or somewhere in the middle. They're always thinking. I have one client right now that's just updating his marketing plan all the time. He reviews it regularly and makes adjustments. That's the ideal situation. Not most people aren't like that. And I tell people it's okay not to look at your plan, whether it's your business plan or your marketing plan, every day. You don't need to do that, but you do need to go back periodically, and depending on your business will determine how often, and look at that and say, am I at my benchmark? Have I made some benchmarks so that I know whether or not I'm achieving what I want to achieve? Waiting until the end of December to look at what you're going to be doing next year is too late. Mm-hmm. It's not too late to not do anything at all. Doing something now is better than not doing anything. But you should be planning all along. If you are doing something now because things have slowed down for you and this is normally what happens at this time of year, that's okay. But I would hope that you had been thinking about it all along, not calling a business counselor in a panic, you know, around the 15th of December saying, I've got to have a new plan in place by January 1 because I need to go to the bank for refinancing or whatever. That's the difficulty in dealing with some of this, is people waiting until the last minute when something has become urgent.
I don't know if I've ever told you this story or not, but I had a lady call me once, and back when I was doing consulting like that, and on a Monday morning, and she said, I want to buy a business, a retail business. Mm-hmm. And she says, I need a business plan. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. That wasn't the kind of client people I worked with. I didn't work with startups that much and in those days. But I said, okay, I'll see if I can help you. And I said, where are you on the track? And she said, I've got to have this plan by Wednesday. This was Monday. And yeah. I said, why? She said, because we're closing Friday. So she called me on Monday to get a business plan ready by Wednesday so she could close the business on Friday.
Right.
I told her I couldn't help her.
Yes, I've had to.
I told her that I thought that was a bad plan, that I didn't want to be part of that, and that I'd be glad to talk to her on my nickel about what she needed to do to slow the process down and to do it right. And she wouldn't. She refused. And the deal went, you know, that she went through with the sale, but the business didn't last.
Right, because she didn't plan for it.
She thought she really believed that buying this business was like buying a dresser, I guess, or something.
Yeah, well, that could be a pretty hard decision sometimes. No, I get what you're saying. Yes, I think that people do misunderstand, and they don't look at a business plan as something that they need in their everyday business life. They look at it as only something they need to take to the bank to get the loan, and that's their mistake.
Don't you agree with me, though, that okay, if you've waited too long, if you haven't done any planning, it's never too late to start.
Right.
I mean, that's the worst. That would be the worst, would be not to start, right?
Well, exactly. And what I tell people is, you're not ready to do this, change your deadline.
There you go. That's what I was trying to tell that lady about buying that business. Hey, Beverly, yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hope you and yours have a great one. Say hi to John, and we'll see you next time.
I will be here. Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.